Okay, I'm gonna start recording.
Somebody left paperwork.
Sir.
He's in charge of that.
Nope.
Okay, it is 5:02 PM on Tuesday, July 11th, 2023. We'll call the Board of Works and Safety meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Daniel.
Here.
Penrod.
Here.
Crowder absent.
In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting on June 27th. Did you have any changes or corrections?
No changes or corrections.
Okay, I'll make a motion. We approve the minutes as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Number three is ordinance violation that was canceled off the agenda. Next up is the street cut permit for Surf Internet. That's with the Trail Ridge Apartments off of West Business 30. Any concerns from the department heads on that permit to cut into curved streets or alleys? No? Good? Any concerns?
No.
Okay. I'll make a motion that we approve the permit to cut into curved streets or alleys for, it says direct line communications, but also known as Surf, or also Surf Internet. For the Trail Ridge Apartment Complex.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Next up are two NIPSCO cuts, street cut permits. I will tell you, Nicole, when I was reading through this, I was a little confused because they both say, under the purpose of opening, they both say to install gas main to feed new building at 711 Opportunity Drive. However, if you go down to page 19 of the packet, there is a step-by-step of how they're getting to that point. Okay. So it's all connected, I believe.
Yep.
Is that how you read it when you looked at it? That's what I thought. Okay. So with that, we'll take up the permit to cut into curb streets or alleys for Lincoln Way from Connection to Emancipation. Any issues with that from the department heads? Anything? Any issue? Okay. I'll make a motion. We approve the permit to cut into curb streets or alleys for NIPSCO, this Lincoln Way from Connection to Emancipation, as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? I should have mentioned, I did notice that the day of the project was longer than I think we usually that's longer than we usually allow, right? Because usually I think it's 45 days, and that looks like it's about 75, maybe, or actually it looks like it's about 80, about 80 days that they're projecting. All of September, all of October, half of November, so just so you're aware, just so department heads are aware, it's an extended time frame. Is there any problem with that? Okay.
No, I think that was kind of based on like road repair too.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Okay.
More than like the extent of the project and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think I think you seconded, right? So all those favors with the usual sign, it's unanimous of those present. Same thing will go for the permit to cut into curb streets or alleys, also for NIPSCO, kind of the next phase, if you will, of that. Although it is in the same time frame, that's on Park Street from Lincoln Way to Shineman. Any concerns on that one? No? Any concerns? Okay. I'll make a motion. We approve the permit to cut into curb streets or alleys for NIPSCO on Park Street from Lincoln Way to Shineman.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Next up on my agenda, I have the street closing permit for the 4-H parade. I think this is pretty standard as in the past. Is that true, Gary?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay.
We're coming out the gate, down Park, to Shineman, right on Shineman, to Lincoln Way, right on Lincoln Way, back into the one of the entrances there.
Gotcha. I'm assuming since you're saying that you have no concerns about it.
No.
Okay. Any concerns about that, Nicole?
Nope.
Okay. I'll let you make a motion.
I'll make a motion. We approve the street closing permit for the Whitley County 4-H Fair on Tuesday, July 8th, 2023, from 5:30 to 6:30.
I'll second. Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Next up, I asked Rosie to put trick or treat on the agenda. We usually try to approve this in July so that we have plenty of time for everyone to plan their activities and events and all that kind of good stuff. I would propose that, as in the past, we have tried to do Halloween trick or treat around the city on the Saturday prior to Halloween. Halloween falls on a Tuesday this year. And we've tried to do it from 5 to 8 purely to give people time to either get home to, you know, do the trick-or-treat or to allow the little kids to have some time before bed and all that kind of great stuff. So my proposal would be that we set trick-or-treat hours for the city of Columbia City on the 28th of October from 5 to 8 p.m.
Need a motion.
That is my motion.
That is your motion. Then I'll second that.
Okay, motion seconded. Further discussion? You okay with that?
Yep.
You okay with that? Everyone's okay with that? Okay. All those in favor should be the usual sign. It's unanimous of those present. Trick or treat officially is on the 28th of October from 5 to 8 p.m. Next up, we'll go to bills.
I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable in the amount of $1,310,587.63 from the allowance of accounts payable vouchers dated July 11th, 2023, and this is for check payments.
I'll second. Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor should be the usual sign. It's unanimous of those present.
I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable in the amount of $187,882.33 from the allowance of accounts payable vouchers dated July 11th, 2023, and that is for EFT payments.
I'll second. Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor should be the usual sign. It's unanimous of those present.
No, still one?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, go ahead. Yep.
Okay.
We'll go to payroll.
I'll make a motion to pay all pay types except overtime in the amount of $266,232.54 plus overtime in the amount of $12,951.66 for the pay file ending June 30th, 2023.
A second. Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous of those present.
I'll make a motion to pay all pay types except overtime in the amount of $9,425 for quarterly clothing allowance for the pay file ending July 7th, 2023.
Second. Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show the usual sign. It's unanimous of those present.
And I'll make a motion to pay all pay types except overtime in the amount of $1,002 for the city's HSA share for Christopher Anderson for the pay file ending July 10th, 2023.
Second. Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous of those present. Thank you. Okay. Next up is department head reports. Yeah. We'll do department head reports. We'll get to this. Chip.
I don't know if I don't want to take all your thunder, but the Westgate meeting went well. Low over budget, but going to make things work. Started working on the grant today in crayon, because I know Tom thinks that's how I do it. So other than that, plugging along, just coming back from vacation.
Questions, Chip? Thank you. Mike?
The SDI Force Main has been completely clean for the second quarter. Reviewed their updated safety contingency plan. CSO 19, the light poles are being installed as we speak. I have a walkthrough on that tomorrow. And the Main Jefferson pre-bid meeting is Thursday, 13th. And just day-to-day inspections and maintenance.
Great. Questions? Thank you. Tom?
One of our track packers, pack trackers, which is an item that we can use if we have a firefighter down, is on the blink, and it got sent in today for repair. First Friday's went very well. Highly attended last week.
Very attended. Yes.
So that's a good thing. Van Am seal coat and striping is going to be redoing the museum parking lot tomorrow morning. They gave us a quote of $2,780 to seal the cracks and reseal the parking lot and the water ball court. So thought that was fairly reasonable. So that'll be getting done tomorrow. Jacob Johnson starts Saturday, this coming Saturday. And 105 is finally fixed. Hopefully it continues to stay that way. So other than that.
Question to Tom. Thank you. Mike.
Tomorrow I have a sanitary survey with IDEM at the plant.
Okay.
So hopefully they give me a list of stuff I had to have. I think I got everything around, hopefully to go well, but they got all the information I have to get around. They just have to make sure I got it, I guess.
Okay. So. Is that more of an administrative perspective, or is that a true, like, inspection of drains?
It's inspection. They inspect the pump well houses. They inspect the power, you know, and we have to fix any deficiencies or
sure.
whatever that they find.
Okay. Questions?
No.
Thank you, Mike. Matt?
We wrapped up baseball and softball on June 30th. We had a really good third turnout. There was quite a few people down there. Vendors, band, fireworks, that all went well. I want to take a minute and thank the fire department for helping parking and police department for helping the traffic control on the way out. We had to lower the bather load at the pool. We were running at 450, and we maxed that out for a full 8 hours, and we found out that it really made our pumps work way too much. So we lowered it by 50. We saw problems with the recirculating pump we just had fixed, and so we just took it down by 50, and it seems to be chugging right along, no problem now. And now we're just turning our attention to football and soccer. It's getting to that type of season again, and we're finally going to get our RTV that had an unfortunate accident at the beginning of the year. We're finally getting that back.
Good. On the bather load issue, Matt, I know there's been multiple times this year that we've effectively been at max capacity at the pool. How do we, and I think you've kind of talked to me about this in the past a little bit, but how do we judge max capacity at the facility versus max bather load?
Well, that's something that they count, everybody that comes in.
Okay.
And then it's, like at the 450, they
yeah.
figured that 392 would be in the pool because that's regulation.
Gotcha.
With lowering the attendance of 400, then you know you're going to be closer to that 392
yep.
if everybody gets in the pool.
I gotcha. Okay. 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 Very good. Okay. Thank you. Gary.
All right. Public Safety Medical out of Indianapolis has recommended Tim Clark and Brandon Young. Their applications have been signed locally, and all their paperwork and applications have been sent to the state PERF board, so looking forward to hearing back from them, getting two more guys started. So.
Good.
Tom and Matt kind of stole my thunder here, but fireworks and First Friday's Touch Truck went very well, both very well attended. I agree with them. So we received resignation letters from Officer Metzger and Officer Myers, which is, we have been expecting. I'd like to wish them well in their next chapter at Fort Wayne PD. Good luck to those guys. We received 17 applications for the process that closed in June. I've decided to extend the process until the end of July since we've received the letters from those two guys. So mm-hmm. extended the process till the end of July. So hopefully we get some more applications from that. If you know anybody, send them our way.
What are we short right now with those two officers leaving?
Three.
Three?
Okay. People are saying on Facebook, it seems like we keep hiring three guys for every couple months. But
and it's, you know, and it's funny, I know you and I have talked about this before, but literally every mayor I talk to of a community our size is saying we are losing officers to bigger cities.
Right, for sure.
And the bigger cities are losing them to ISP.
Right.
So like we're all in the same boat. It's just a different,
right.
We're just oaring in different directions
right now.
So.
We are doing increased speed patrols right now. Got through an OPO grant that we got from Indiana Criminal Justice, so we got extra guys out there doing speed controls. So slow down, drive safe. So I'm requesting from the Board of Works to fill Officer Metzger and Officer Myers' position.
I'm good with that.
Yep.
All right. Dispatch runs like a wild oil machine, so nothing going on there. So other than that, just day-to-day stuff.
Questions, Garrett?
No.
Thank you. Kelly?
We've had two guys working on getting their CDL license, Class B. They took the test. It's like a three-week deal, and last week they went down to Indianapolis and took the driving test and passed. So they're good to go. Just happy to see them guys get through that. Last week we had a limb pickup too. Got through another month of that. We had to regrade the alleys after a couple storms, and we had the Great Lakes chloride come in Friday and got through most of the alleys and had some truck issues, so they're going to come back in this Thursday and finish spraying them for dust control in the alleys. And then, as these guys mentioned, we had a guy bring our loader up for the touch of truck in on Friday.
Questions? Thank you. Eden, do you want to say anything? This is Eden, by the way, my intern.
Hi.
Oh, hi.
My summer intern. Eden has been working really hard at both scanning documents and shredding old files that we've already copied and put into a digital file, and has been attending lots of meetings and has been working with Ashley on our Mayor's Roundtable, which we're hosting in the last Friday of this month. What else? Lots. Yeah, I've been helping with the Summer in the City program, which has gone pretty well. I think Ashley said we had 60-some people that took part in the Munch and Mingle event that happened this last Saturday, which I think is good. Obviously, every event we appear to be gaining more people that are taking part in those events, which is really good. So, really happy with that. Our next is in two Saturdays, right? And that'll be, is that the swim? Someone close, I think.
No,
Arcs. I think it's, you know what, I'll tell you here in 2 seconds. I should just look at my calendar. Sample of the Arts is on the 22nd. Yep. So that'll be downtown, and lots of great opportunity for kids and families to experience different kinds of art right downtown. So, Jeff. Thanks, Eden. Marcia.
Nothing.
RC.
Nothing.
I do have a request for leave of absence without pay. This is from an employee in the street department that prior to hiring had already had a family vacation planned, and so he's planning to take his personal time, but it still leaves about a 10-hour gap of that he'll need to take unpaid because of that. So, Marcia, or I guess Rosie, either of you, do I need to state the name of the individual for the record?
I don't think so.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure. So I'll make a motion we approve, and I'll say it's in the street department. So I'll make a motion that we approve the request for leave of absence without pay for the street employee for 10 hours.
Second.
Motion second. Further discussion. All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It's unanimous if there's present. We do need to sign that form. Thank you. Sean had given me a report before he left. He is doing softball with his children or child this week. So they installed conduit under State Road 205 for the Bowen Center. They helped the park wire temporary power for the fireworks and all the vendors there, which, by the way, there were a ton of vendors there, and yet there was lines out the wazoo. So I was there just thinking to myself, I don't know how many more vendors we could fit down there, and yet we just have such long lines. I don't know how we... I'm not saying to fix, because I don't know that it's a problem, but when someone's waiting in line for 30 minutes for a tenderloin, that's, I don't know how we fix that in the future. I don't know that it's a problem. It's just something I thought, wow, I just... So I can't even imagine what the count was for how many people we had for that.
I know, it was one of the biggest ones that I've been to.
I mean, that's what I think, too. There was people everywhere, and Matt was doing a really good job trying to stop people with sparklers. Sean says they installed a couple of underground services, received notice that the 69 kV conversion is going to begin in September, finally. They began burying the overhead distribution along East Jefferson Street. It's an area that they have a history of outages from trees and squirrels, etc. So it's going to help with reliability. We did have an employee submit their two-week notice in the electric department. He is heading to AEP. And, of course, that's a huge loss for the department. He was moving toward that leadership track, just had those qualities. He had an opportunity to make significantly more money at AEP, which has been, you know, not unlike other places or other departments. Same kind of issue as we just really struggle to compete, especially with REMC and with AEP, because, you know, it's just a different bird. They have a lot bigger of a customer base. And so, in any case, just trying to figure out ways in which we can stymie that in the future. So that's the report from Sean. For your information about kind of what's happening here in the city, of course, you know, we're having the employee appreciation luncheon. Please make sure your employees know about that or are reminded about that for Friday. That will be at the park, at the Park Pavilion. We are not hosting. Okra is having their regional conference at Indian Springs, so I'm going to be giving a welcome. That's on Thursday. We, as Chip mentioned, Westgate, we're preparing for the next round of community crossing application. So the second phase of Westgate, what we're planning to do next year through this year's community crossings grant, is basically the southern half. So it would be like Buddale and Lawrence, the rest of that little segment of Westgate up to Lawrence, things like that, and then obviously, the next or the last phase, the third phase, would be from that all the way down Westgate, include Royal and Niles. So this would be the second phase, would be that Buddale Drive area. I am going on WoWo, apparently, on Friday afternoon. They're going to be broadcasting from the 4-H Fair. So I'm going to be talking about how great Columbia City is on WoWo on Friday night. Also, so you're aware, I don't know that it's really been announced yet, but I have been appointed by the governor to serve on the FIRST task force, which is the funding infrastructure. Let's see, FIRST. Funding infrastructure for road and street safety, or something like that. Anyways, it's a legislative study committee, and AIM has suggested to the governor to appoint me, so he's appointed me to that FIRST task force. I don't know what that all means outside of, I know I'm going to have a ton of committee meetings in Indianapolis or other places that I'm going to have to go to through at least the end of the year into next year. I don't know when those are or anything like that. Obviously, that's just an FYI. So I don't know what that means yet, but I got the call this afternoon. So next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, well, Tuesday, Wednesday, and a portion of Thursday, I'll be at Indiana Conference of Mayors, and then we have Downtown Revite Steering Committee and all kinds of things. So lots of things happening in the city right now. So I think that's all I have to say. Is that all I have to say? Okay. Anything for you? Okay. Sorry to overwhelm. We have no audience. We have no press, so we'll call the meeting adjourned. Thank you, everybody.